And the new one, it's on Daf Kuf. Parshas Vayetze Daf Kuf. Vayetze Yaakov Mibeir Shava, right after the star. You have it? Okay. Vayetze Yaakov Mibeir Shava. Vayetze Malach Elikim Oedem Yodnibay. The Torah is talking about the fact that he saw the ladder. And he saw the angels ascending and descending on the ladder. Isa B'Medrash. So the Medrash says, Shira Arba Malchios, and Yaakov Avinu saw the four kingdoms, Shal Arba Golias, who are responsible for the four exiles of Klal Yisrael, Bavel, Moda, Yavin, Ve'edem. He saw all of these four peoples, these Malchios, Sha'ilim, Ve'yodim, that went up the ladder, they ascended, and they descended. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu, Va'ata, and you, Madua Incha Oila, why don't you go up the ladder? Omalei, so Yaakov Avinu answered, Misiara Ani Shema Ered Gamani Kederech Shiyodu Haim, I fear that I too will descend just as they descended. Omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says to Yaakov Avinu, Ilu Hemantu Bi V'Alisa, if you would have believed in me and you would have ascended, Lehayu Yechaylim Shum Umma V'Loshen Lishloit Bach Ubizaracha, no nation or people would have been able to have access to rule over you or your children. Achshav Shaloi Hemantu Bi, now that you did not believe in me, Yiyu Eilu HaMalchiyas Mishtabdin Bibanecha, these kingdoms will subserviate your children, Begolius, in the exiles. V'av Gam Zois, but even though I'm telling you that they're going to be in Golus among these people, Loi Toima She'ozvein Begolus, do not think that I will neglect them in Golus. El B'chol HaGoyim Ese Kolei, for all of them I will finish off. You I will not destroy. Ad kana medrash. Very staggering, frightening medrash. Somebody else just get on? Oh, so we're on Daf Kuf. Left hand side, we're beginning the next paragraph. We need to understand what the medrash is talking about. The noida, it is known, the source of the root of Torah, the secret of the source of Torah, Uma'ayin ha'chochma, and the spring of wisdom, Shemisham nimshecha etzleinu b'hizgalus hadibur. The source of wisdom from whence comes to us the revealed speech, the revealed form of Torah, in its source, it comes from a place called the world of thought. This is the world of wisdom and understanding. This is the secret of the world of machshava. This will become a little bit clearer as we go on. Visham ha-toyre hu bebchines atzilus ustimus be'enis galus. And there, in this world of Machshava, the Torah is in a level called Atzilus. It's completely unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ustimus, and as a result, it is totally concealed. Be'enis Galus, with no form of revelation. So due to the fact that it's completely unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that place, in that Olam HaMachshava, it is not in a form where in any which way it is accessible to humanity. Vehamshachas hahizgalus. And in order to draw the Torah into a place where it is revealed, where it's accessible, b'chdesh yizgalus stimus ha-Torah mimikoiro, in order to reveal the Torah from its hiddenness in its source, shesham ein oimer ve'ein dvarim l'pchines yizgalus ha-dibur, because there in its source, there are no words, there is no method of revealing it in the form of speech. So how do we extract the Torah from its source in stima, in hiddenness, to a place where it can come to some form of revelation. The tool, the key, is Hu Al Yedei HaDas. The method is through a concept called Das. Shu Soid Hamshacha Me'olam HaMachshava Lo'olam HaDibur. Das is the key of drawing Torah from the world of its source in Machshava to a place of revelation which is called Dibur. Now, generally, if I would see a paragraph like this, I would skip this piece, because it's Kabbalistic, and it doesn't seem to have any relevance to Avodah. So hold on tight, because it becomes extremely relevant here. V'hadas hu keleles ahava v'yira. If das is the key to be able to reveal Torah from its concealed place to its revealed place, then what is das? Das is made up of ahava and yira, and synonymous with ahava and yira is, which is love and fear, is chesed ugvura, is loving kindness and strength, kenoida, like everybody knows. So das reveals Torah from its concealed state to its revealed state. Okay? And what's Das? In practical terms, Das is love and awe and loving kindness and strength. Shadikach nem abichola Torah proves the Marnaim this in a most magnificent way. He says, therefore, throughout all of Torah we find Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leimar. Where does Torah come into the form of Dibur? Where does Torah come into a form where it can actually be elucidated in speech? Through the key of Moshe Leimar Dabir al Bnei Yisrael, meaning Shuka Omer Etzlein B'Makom Acher, like I explain elsewhere, says the Maranayim, She'al Yidei Moshe B'chines Soid Hadas, it is through the key of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is known throughout all the works as the secret of Das. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Das of Klal Yisrael. Through Moshe, Nimshach Stimas HaTorah, we draw from the secrecy, from the closedness of Torah, Me'olam HaMachshava, from the Olam HaMachshava, Lizgalus, to a place of revelation, the Bnei Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael, Bibchinas Dibur. So what is able to take Torah and bring it from its concealed state to its revealed state? Das. Therefore, it's Vayidaber Hashem. When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring it to a Dibur? It's El Moshe Leimar Da'avah B'nai Yisrael. It is only through the methodology, through the key of Moshe Rabbeinu, that it goes from being a concealed Torah to being a revealed Torah. That's how it's brought to Dibur. And therefore, throughout Torah, we see numerous times Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Leimar. So we always think that it seems superfluous. No, it's each of those instances Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be Mamshech Torah from the concealed state to a revealed state through his Das. Shezeu v'yidaber Hashem al Moshe, shebe'emtzos hadas, through the methodology of Das, nis'ached b'chines izgalus ha-Torah shebe'b'chines dibur. Now he takes it a step further. So we now understand that through this function called Das, Das becomes a bridge. It is what unifies the concept of Hizgalus HaTorah Shebebchinas Dibur, the revealed Torah, which is the spoken Torah, LeHamikar Shel Mayin HaChochma Shebestimus. It becomes the unifying force between what we have now as the revealed Torah to the source of Torah. So he says here a stunning thing. That not only was Das, or is Das, that which extracts Torah from its source into the revealed, but it continues to be the bridge which connects the revealed Torah to its source in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you hear the next point that he's making? Hello? Are we there? So Torah and Tzedas is not only that, it wasn't something that took place 2,000 years ago to bring out Torah from its to extract Torah from its concealed source. But today, when we're sitting down to learn a piece of Gemara, if we want our Torah to be connected to the source of that Machshava, of the original Torah, the source of Torah, it requires Das today. Says the Marnayim, the Kach Omar B'Zohar HaKadosh. Therefore the Zohar says, Kol Mila, Delenopik Mipume Debarnash B'Dechila V'Rechimo. Any word which does not go out from the mouth of a person with fear and with love, Leparchis Le'ela, it will not be elevated heavenward. It's a famous, very famous Zohar. Shehu Kemeshe Kasafti says, this is exactly what I'm saying. Ki Hadas Hu Ahava V'Yira, because as I've been explaining, Das is love and fear. V'Al Yodai, and through them, Nis'achid is Galus HaTorah Shebedibur. Through Ahava and Yira, which is Das, there becomes a unification of the revealed Torah, which is that which is already in the form of speech, limikaira, to its source ha'elyain, shebistimas vehelem b'le'asaga, that Torah which cannot be grasped. Therefore, u'lekach ha'isik b'toiru tefila, therefore somebody who toils in Torah and in davening, u'medaber o'isiyas ha'Torah, and he speaks out the letters of Torah, as imhi b'dechila v'rechimu, if he does so with love and with fear, is Ariyesh Khan say the Das? Then that person now is connecting to the concept of Das. V'ayideya dechila v'rechimu say the Das, if the person is connected through love and awe, which is the secret of Das, is Nasa Hamshocha b'moichoyu b'diburai, so at that very moment, he withdraws Hamshocha in his mind and in his speech, Mimikoir Olam HaMachshava, from the source in Olam HaMachshava, Mimayin HaChachma, from the very source of the Mayin HaChachma. Is then, V'nishpa Olam, it is poured upon him, he's able to withdraw HaChachma V'abino Yen, from the highest source of wisdom and understanding. Why? Shenasa Achtus Echad, because he creates a total unity with HaTorah Shehu Medaber B'Diburai, with the Torah that he's uttering with his speech, Im HaMikor Elyon, but through the Ahava V'Yira, he's lining up the channels, he's opening up the channel of Das, which then connects him to its source in Mikor Elyon. Is then V'yesh Aliyah LaHadiburim B'Shor Shon L'Maila, so there's an elevation to his words in their root above, al yedei adas, through this channel called Das, who loimed, because he is learning with the chida v'chima, with fear and with awe, shu mamish beside adas, as then v'nasa yichud gomer v'achtus echad, there is a total unity and a oneness, al yedei shatoyre shaliz galus parchal eilu l'sharsha, because this Torah goes to its source above. Hold 1 second, please. Okay, therefore, Masha Enken Kishu Beloy Das. But if a person is learning or speaking words of tefillah without Das, meaning, he defines it, Shalomit Beloy Dechila V'Rechimo, the person is learning without any emotion, he's learning without fear or love. Is V'Nimtze Sha'at Torah Shebizgalus Hadibar Etzloy. So what's coming out is clearly he's speaking words of Torah, right? It's the revealed Torah, he's got that there. But he is disconnected from its source, because there's nobody there to bond it and to continue drawing from the source above, to a revealed form of his galus. Therefore, it has no method of connecting that Torah to its source to become one there. B'chdeshi enishba olav shemen atoiv miroish hamikor olam hamachshava, in order so that there would be a bounty coming out from shemen atoiv, from the good oil, miroish hamikor, from the source, the world of machshava, shoresh ha-Torah shebatzilus, this highest source of Torah, there's no connection. libchinas hatorah shebedibur shulayim, to the revealed Torah that he's learning. V'zeu leiparchas leila. This is the meaning that it doesn't fly above. He's defining those words. What do you mean it doesn't fly above? What it means is that it's not connecting. The Torah below is not being connected to the Torah above. Now, I believe, now here goes Ben Tzion Tversky's editorial, that this, when you look at, you hear Erlich Yidden, look at a pasuk, and you hear them say a pshat, which seems to be so striking and so brilliant, and you wonder, where does that come from? So sometimes you just have people who are very talented. But clearly there are times when something is so inspired that you know that it's coming from a place where it's not just talent, it's inspiration. And according to what the Maharnayim is saying here, is that a person can have a great deal of Torah knowledge, but without this connection, when it comes to Chiddush HaTorah, when it comes to being inspired with a novel approach, which is inspired, that requires something deeper. Let me just give you, I'll give you a great mashal. I was at a Sheva Brachas this week. So my father got up to speak. So he said, and it says that in this week's parasha, you could use this at your tables on Shabbos, a beautiful vort. Oh, Dr. Seinfeld, this is mamish perfect for your simcha. He says, it says by Leah that she gave birth to Yehuda. And she says, Hapam oides Hashem. This time I'm going to thank Hashem. Vatam oid miledes. And she stopped giving birth. Vatikan Rochel b'achoise. Rochel became jealous of her sister. Now, we know that Kina is a midah meguna. Kina is not on the recommended list, generally speaking. So what is this Vatama and Miledis? What's going on here? So he said that you find by Shemoneh Esrei that you have like this. You begin davening with Birchas HaShachar. You speak about the Tovus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. Zakif Kefufim, Pekei Achivrim, Mal B'Sharumim. Then you come, Pesukei D'Zimri, you speak about again the Bria, Hashem's creation and the favors Hashem built into creation. You go on to Birchas Krishma to speak about the greatness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael Befrat. Comes to Shemoneh Esrei, it's Hakel HaGodol HaGiber V'Anor. Chazal say that somebody once added some words and it was excoriated. Did you say all the words of Shevach? What's Pshat? What's the difference? Why in Shemoneh Esrei is that all you're allowed to say? And earlier you were able to say all of these praises. The pshat is that the beginning stages of davening are to bring a person to a recognition of before whom he stands. But that when a person follows the order of davening and comes to that cognizance of where it's really at, a person comes to a madrega that's called Amida. That's why the Shemoneh Esrei is called Amida. You come to a total halt. There's nothing left to say. You recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all things, that there's nothing but Him, that there's no one else to turn to but Him. It's a halt. It's a moment of extreme sobriety where there's no further to go. And that's all you could say is HaKel HaGod L'Giba V'Anoyra, because that's what Chazal instituted. And more than that, a person can't say when they come to that point, that moment of clarity. So he said that when Leah gave birth to Yehuda and came to a level of hakara, a level of appreciation that was so extreme, she came to vatamoid. She came to a point where she stood. She came to a moment of amida. She stood still. There was nowhere else to go. What brought her that? Miledes. It was the births. Vatamoid, she came to Amida Miledes from the vantage point of the births that she gave. She was so full of Hakara that she came to a moment of a Tamoid. And that was the source of Rachel's jealousy. Not the children, per se, but the Hakara of what the Ribbono Shel Olam did for her that brought her to such an intense clarity of where the source of all things are and the truth of all things are, that was Vatikana Rochav Achaisa. At that moment, Rochav came to a moment of kina of the clarity of recognition that her sister had. So, if you're not connected, you just don't think along those terms. It's about Tamoid Miledis. Ubezet Tovin Soid Masha Omru Ena Dinanim Tokin Ela B'Shosha. So this is a concept that's brought from Nari HaKodesh, but the Talmid Baal Shem take this and run with it in a big way. This concept, that dinin, that the concept of din, of harshness, of discipline, can be sweetened in its source. Shehu olam habina. What's the source? The source is taking it back to its source in what he called earlier the olam habina. Shehu ka'amar lamayla. He's going to explain. The noy demal shalma kosev ani bina li gevura. I am Bina, to me, is strength. Sha'a Torah nikras Bina. Torah is called, as we know, Torah is called Bina. Ve'omeres li, and it is taking to itself Gevura, meaning, Shekola Gevurais, because any form of Gevura, of strength, which is shown, any form of harshness, they need to be brought back to their source. It says about the concept of Bina that it is from Bina that dinim stem. So if you want to sweeten them, you got to take them back to their source, ulamaskan sham, and to sweeten them there in their source. He explains. If a person is experiencing harshness, there's his gabrus, the strengthening and overwhelming of gvuras. And by going through those experiences, is noisen el liboy. The person takes to heart what's going on. He doesn't attribute it to happenstance, to coincidence, to just something that's going on. Rather, the person recognizes something is happening to him here. And therefore, when it turns the person to react to what's happening to him, so that the person goes ahead and davens and learns with a greater intensity of fear and of love, is al yada, through the experience that's happening to him, is oichezes atzme b'pchines das kamer. So what happens is that what's going on, whatever experiences were going on in the person's life, those experiences caused him to grab a hold of the das. Is v'nimtze ki ha-das ma'achid u'mekasha eila diburim lo'ilam ha-machshava. So as a result, since the person increases his love and fear, so what it ends up driving him to do is to connect those diburim to the olam ha-machshava, to their source. What happens is that there becomes a unification of the dibur, of the meaning, that's the Torah which has already been exposed in the form of speech. Umachshava is the Torah in its source. They become unified through the love and the fear that the person is experiencing. Because what he's doing is he's reconnecting the Torah which has been distanced or disconnected from its source. The person, through his emotions, is reconnecting the Torah to the source. Is v'adas who is kalaluson shalahava v'yira chesed gvura. Das is a combination of love and fear and chesed gvura. Is v'nimtza ki nichlalu agvura is b'chsadim. So since the person is using these emotions, he creates a fusion, a unification of Gvura and Chesed, Vinis Alu Loilam Machshava, and they're elevated to their source in Olam Machshava, Makom Shein Sham Dinim Klal. In their source, in this Olam Machshava, that's a place where there is no harshness. Because in their ramifications, in their or other manifestations in the distant world where Torah is in the form of Dibur, so there's things that are harsh, there are things that are kind. There are different experiences, there's different emotions. There's Yischalkos, there's a division. However, Ulamaila, but when you take them back to their source, Nikra Torah's Chesed, there it's everything is in Chesed. Since he experienced dinim, he experienced some harshness. Shavel Torah causes the person to do tshuva, to come back to Torah, which then becomes unified with its source of Torah through the das, which is pchinas chesed gvura, as he said earlier. That's through the love and the fear. What are they connected to? They're connected to their source, the highest source. There in its source, there is no division. All there is sheer, straight, absolute rachmim, compassion. Therefore, via yoda, nimtokim adinim b'shor shem oilem ha-machshava. So there, the harshness is already sweetened in its source, which is oilem ha-machshava. Shema'elu ha-gvuris nosen daita l'dabu b'dechil v'rachimah. The very experiences that the person was going through, they become the catalyst which cause the person to speak the words in love and in fear, or the davik ayudei zeh ba'ilam alyan, to reconnect to the higher world, ayilam ha-machshava, ayidei sheyesh la diburim, shama liyabiyichud gamar, because he was the cause that these words had their elevation with this total unification. Hafla v'fela. So the harshness itself was the driving force that caused the person to turn back in love and in fear, and therefore they themselves become, the experience itself, which was the catalyst, becomes sweetened because it goes back to a place where there is nothing but rachmim gemurim, sheer compassion. The nimtza, what comes out from there, is Shabo Ayideya Das, the person comes through Das, Li Oilama Machshava, to the world of Machshava, Shasham Niskaladu Chesed and Gvura. There's a total unification, a fusion of Chesed and Gvura, and Nimtaku, and they become sweetened there. Is Nimtza Shanasu Me'elo Agvura, Shayutchil, and Madregas Yurida Vedinim. So what comes out is that these experiences of harshness that began with, because in their lower manifestation they were harsh, is va'at nasemem hiskaladus das yirav yahava dechid v'rechimo. Now there becomes a fusion among them, a unification of love and fear. Vinis alu b'kedusha el yona, they become elevated in the highest kedusha. Shenasemem yiras habayir baruch hu, they turn into the fear of Hashem rather than the fear of their experiences as they manifest in this world. They are transformed into a much higher form of fear, the fear of Hashem. Since the good part of whatever was going on has been elevated, is the bad part of it falls away. So what he's saying is that in each experience that a person experiences in this world, which involves any type of fear, there is a good component and a bad component. The good component that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is hoping we will extract is fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The moment the person zeroes in on that and he ties himself to that component of it, the other part of it falls away. Kenoida, as it is known, Shekol b'chinas dinim hem misoid ha-gvuris ha-koshois, that all concept of dinim is from the soid of gvuris ha-koshois. Ach avur p'gamei ha-tachtoinim, but because we have flawed, we have corrupted, misarven elo agvuris besige hara lifaldinim. So what we end up doing is that the fear, which should be just a fear, sheer fear of heaven, ends up getting mixed in with other experiences, and we create a reality of bad experiences in this world. However, v'ayideishem misalkim hatoiv lichaloloi batoira, but when we remove the good portions of it to include it in the Torah experience, like they shall oisik by toiling with love and from fear, and we turn the experience into a good experience, is nimtokim hadinem, we're able to sweeten these judgments, and we separate the good from the bad, and the evil falls away, and we're left only with the chesed, with the heavenly intention of these experiences. All right, we will, Mitzvah Hashem, take it up.